Let's go for a walk. We can take some food. Have a talk
as we walk.
As we walk. Let's go for a walk. Past lunatic dogs. Heads full of moons and teeth. Along a long lane. Talk as we walk. Take our own limping post-wasp stung canine. Deaf as a post. And to this world. Passing random scenes of fly tipping. There's got to be money in that, we'll say. But there isn't. One day let's go back with power tools, charged, and make something of it. Make something of it. Make something of it. Make something of it. Let's go for a walk. We can take some food. Have a talk. Go for a walk. Open the gate, then a diagonal setting across any field that's vibrant, velveteen green. Towards the dark woods and murderous cuds. Young cows tracking us myopically as we pass through the second high pasture at the gate, sanitized. A view reveals to few. We reach the top. No need to hoist a flag. This land isn't ours. The moat to our left, not a moat to boast about. The river, an estuary now, silvery tingled, away, way below. We pause for photos of oaks and the like, swapping phones with screen crash, and for our breath, we pause. Let's go for a walk. We can take some food. Have a talk
as we walk.
As we walk. Let's go for a walk. Down and down. Limping tread, cut across to the old church, climbing a forbidden fence, a single bone signpost, the churchyard gate. I guess the owner couldn't wait. Plenty more hidden beneath grey stones, on the soft ground sinking. An official letter from a bishop, I think, pinned to the door of the church. Forbidding someone somewhere to enter for some reason or other, it wasn't that clear. Closing the gate, the dog on the lead, sanitized hands, down the church drive, back to the car. Go for